Happy January. This is the Ransomed Heart Podcast. I'm Alan Arnold in the studio today with Stacey Eldridge and Stacey Burton. And at the beginning of a year, most people are thinking about what they can do to make this year different than the year before. How can they start off in a way that's greater intimacy with God, where life is something that they're not trying to catch up to, but they're living it fully? And we want to talk to you today about an invitation that will help you step into this new year exactly that way. Now, if you're a woman listening, the invitation is specifically for you, for your heart. But if you're a man listening, your invitation is to find the woman in your life who needs this and then help her make this possible. So what we're talking about is
the Captivating Retreat coming up in April on the 4th through the 7th. It is one of the most powerful and life-transforming things that we offer here at Ransomed Heart. And we are so excited about it. So we wanted to let you know about it because the lottery is going to be opening up for it this Friday, January the 11th. And it only is open till the 16th. Listen, the time to come to this event is now. In fact, want you to know that generally we hold them twice a year in April and October.
Yes.
But in 2019, we will only be holding it in April. There's not going to be a captivating event that we're putting on, at least, at Crooked Creek in October. So the reason is simply because we need to have a Sabbath. We have had the joy of doing these retreats for 16 years and really believe in rhythms of rest. And we have the opportunity to take a rest in October, and the truth is we need it. So October of 2019, a Sabbath rest for our women's team. So if you have been holding off, if you've been thinking, oh, I really hope that someday or, you know, maybe this is the time to go and pray about it. Pray for the provision. Pray for all of it because I want you to be able to come. If anything stirs in your heart, any curiosity, any desire, that means you're supposed to come.
Mm-hmm. So, Stacey, for the woman who is listening to this and has never been to a captivating, maybe she's read the book, maybe not, but describe what is a captivating like for somebody?
That's good. And I am going to let you talk too, Stacey.
Oh, you're good.
So the captivating event is a four-day event where we go on a journey together. We actually go on a treasure hunt. It is a sacred treasure hunt for the true heart of God and the deep feminine heart that he has put into all of us. Now, everyone that is listening, I know this because I know this is true for me, has a longing for more. More life, more joy, more healing, more freedom, more of Jesus. Well, more is available. So at our retreats, we go after the more. We go after our hearts. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for from it flows the wellsprings of life within you. So we start there because the heart is the center of it all. We need to unpack, what is the heart? And what does that mean? And how does Jesus come to rescue our hearts? How are we to know his healing in the deep places, the deep recesses of our heart where we have taken hits and wounds? How is he going to comfort me, we can each say, and then free me, heal me, restore me to the woman that he had in mind before the creation of the world to play my role? And he does come. He does. Because there's a lot of information at these retreats, but nobody listening needs more information about Jesus. We need an encounter with him. And that's what happens at these retreats. Stacy's on staff at Ransomed Heart, but she's also a key member of our women's team that puts on these events. Stacy, do you remember what year was your first event that you attended or worked at? I don't even know.
Yeah, I wasn't full-time at Ransomed Heart. I think I was working a little part-time from home. But my first event was in 2009, in August of 2009. Yeah, so I was very new to the message and what it was all about. I went on my own, and it was something I didn't know that I needed. Yeah, it was an incredible weekend. And
One of the things you just said, I think, is key for women to know that more than half of the women that come to these events come by themselves.
Yeah.
So it can feel really risky, but you are not alone in coming alone.
It is such an atmosphere of compassion, and I never felt alone or excluded. It's a very inviting environment. And it, I guess even more so than that, it's exactly what it needs to be. God creates a space for it to be exactly where he wants you to be and what he wants it to be for you.
That's really good to clarify. He comes in the ways that we need him to come.
He comes in the ways we need him to come.
In the ways we don't even know we need him
to
come, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Stacy, this is a self-serving question because I know you love how God comes at these events. And it's not all, I know, skipping through fields with daisies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really do, under a canopy of grace and in the safety of his presence, explore our stories a little bit.
Yeah.
So in saying that he comes the way we need him to, he also addresses places in our heart that we need addressing. We need healing, or a place where we have been praying for him to come for so long. He comes. So Stacy, just talking to a woman about the retreats.
Yep.
What would you say?
So much. Stacy noted that it's a sacred experience.
Yes.
And it really hit me. It is an extremely sacred place, and it's an intentional place. And it's not necessarily our humanness intention over you, but rather God's intention over each woman who attends. Mm-hmm. And it is such a sacred and holy experience. Over the entire 4 days, I remember thinking about my first time back in 2009. What I remember most is being a mother of young children, especially having the 4 days to just focus on my heart.
Right.
And again, like, I didn't know I really needed it, but I had never experienced God so intimately and so intentionally before that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me space to be with him, and that's intentionally laid out by you through the weekend, time to be with God and time to hear what he has for you. And I have been going since 2009.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you would think I'd be able to run the event by myself. You think I'd have the entire 4 days memorized. But it's incredible to me how God comes for me differently every time, almost to the point where I'm like, is this new? Like, I just love how God awakens something new where I am ready to be awakened.
Mm.
I think of the last captivating, and there was a talk on loving men, and I just found myself sobbing by the end of it, and God had awakened something new about relationship with my dad. And it just hits me because I'm like, man, I've heard this at least 5 times already. And for it to be hit this powerfully, and God so kindly to come in and direct my tears with love and kindness. Mm-hmm. And it's just such an amazing experience. It's something that the sacred space of the weekend allows versus my Monday morning as I'm trying to get the kids off to school.
Right, right. I want to respond to a couple of things that you said. So good. Because we could have so many women in here telling you about their experience. And when I say this is a powerful and life-transforming weekend, we mean it. This will change the trajectory of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And come to know the pursuit of Jesus in ways that you didn't know before, or have your eyes opened to the ways that he has been after your heart. Now, I know you're busy. We are all really busy. And I'm guessing that there's some places that you're really tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thought of what it would involve and the arrangements you would have to make and the money you would need to set aside or save to be able to come to this event may feel overwhelming. Well, I just was saying no to that right now, and that you are worth it.
Right.
You're worth it. we know we're in it with you. And so that's one of the great things about coming is we're coming alongside you. You're not going to be hearing from women who I have it all together. And now let me give you the 10 steps that you need to do exactly. So you can have it together. No, but we are women who are seriously and passionately pursuing Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we have learned some things. And so we want to do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're a guy listening to this, I just want to take a second and talk to you and say, you need to make a way for your wife, your daughter, mm-hmm. whoever it is, the woman in your life, you need to make a way, step up, make a way for her to be free to go. Because a lot of times, especially a woman who is raising young children, the sense is, I just can't. I can't leave for 4 days. If you're a husband out there and your wife's in that situation, make it easy.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Your wife will come back with an awakened heart, mm-hmm. will come back with a renewed sense of purpose and identity and calm. And it's such a restorative event. And so, guys, make a way for the woman in your life to go. I have the rare privilege of getting to be at the Captivating events, to work in the resource area, and I get to see the transformation every single event of women from the start to finish, and it's an amazing, beautiful thing to behold. So I just wanted to say, guys, make a way for this, and if you're a woman listening to this, invite your husband into this podcast so that he can hear this and then help you make this event possible.
That's really good. These are days to set aside between you and God, mm-hmm. between you and your Father, between you and the bridegroom, between you and the Holy Spirit, for Him to minister to your heart, because it is your heart that matters.
Yeah.
Jesus is after your heart. Yes, He wants your obedience, but He doesn't want it. You know that. He doesn't want it from your heart being far from Him. He says, what's the greatest commandment? He says, love me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. He says, you know, love God. Well, He is God. He says, love me. And in order to love Him with our hearts, well, they need to know Him more deeply, because it's actually our natural response. The more we know Jesus, the more we fall in love with Him, and the more our lives are transformed. I want to tell you the dates again. The dates are April 4th through the 7th. The lottery is opening up to register for it the 11th to the 16th. And I want you to know that we're going to be making priority for those women who have never been before. So if you're afraid you're not going to get in, if you haven't been, you will be getting priority to register for this.
Just want to say too, like if you are listening to this and feeling any hint of excitement, I would trust that as an yes. invitation from God, and trust your desire. You are so worth it. This is so worth any resource that it'll take to get there.
Yes.
It's life-changing. It truly is.
I wanted to say just a couple of the things that we do go after, and they are different because we're growing
yeah.
as women too. And so the key message is the same, but you know, there's some things that shift around, but always it's pursuing healing mm-hmm. for the deep wounds that we've taken primarily in our childhood. And it's about restoration. It's about exposing the ways that the enemy has been and is working in our lives so that we can be free of them. Because there's so much freedom that we can be living under that we haven't even tasted. So mm-hmm. that's really great, pulling back the curtain on him. And it's about having our eyes reopened again to the story that God is telling, the story that we are living in, and the way our story fits into that. And it's an opportunity to come away.
Yeah.
Jesus says, come away with me, my beloved. A chance to come away from the demands of our world, the pace mm-hmm. of our life, the things that are pulling on us, and be with Him. And that is a rare and extraordinary gift that your relationship with God
yeah.
deserves.
Yes.
And Stacey, I think that is your heart and intention for each woman too. That's something I love watching throughout the weekend, is your intention over them with what God put in you, the way you love these women.
Good.
Well, and if it feels a little bit selfish, you know, like, gosh, I can't spend this time just on me. I'm off doing something that doesn't help my family. or is all about me, what I would just say is the best way to be a wife is to be a daughter of God. Mm. And the best way to be a mom is to learn how to be a daughter of God. And so that's what this weekend is. It's allowing you to be the daughter of God, of the Father. And you'll come back, yeah, more intimate with God, but you'll also come back more restored as a wife, a mom, in your work.
A friend, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Person. And what if a yes. woman wants to bring a friend, or if it's a Sunday school leader thinking about bringing a group, what would you say to that person?
There's definitely a way to do that. When you register, you'll see that on the form, you register as a group. Now, we generally say there's age limits. 18 is the youngest. You need to have walked some miles with God before you're ready to yeah. dive into these waters. And we generally say this is not a mother and daughter event, because it's your event and you're right. going to go where you need to go. And sometimes if you're a mom, you come with your daughter, you're going to miss it all, because you're going to be listening to it all through the lens of how is she hearing this? And mothers and daughters do come, but if it's your first time, I wouldn't. Don't suggest that you do. But you can come as a group. You can come by yourself. And what you'll be doing is coming away to the mountains of Colorado to a Young Life camp called Crooked Creek up outside of Winter Park in the mountains. And it is stunning.
Yeah.
It really does feel like you've entered into Narnia or Lord yeah. of the Rings when you enter that camp, because there's these snow-capped mountains. It's beauty. It's nature everywhere. Beautiful places to stay as well. But just when you're outdoors, it feels like you've entered into another world.
Yeah. And you can. You can fully enter in.
So I guess that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say it's happening. It's coming up. We would love for you to join us. Don't put it off, because I know this one's happening, and that's the only thing I can say to you. And we want you.
Yes. We'd love to see your faces there.
Thanks, Stacy. And Stacy, I'm Alan, and you've been listening to the Ransomed Heart Podcast. We do hope you'll check it out. If you want to know more, simply go to ransomedheart.com, and on the homepage, on the left, you'll see the captivating event when it goes live on Friday, the 11th of January. You can register there. You'll be entered into the lottery, and you'll find out soon if you'll be coming to Colorado for Captivating. Hope you'll join us next week for the Ransomed Heart Podcast.
Bless you.